Welcome back. It's Sunday, December 22nd, and today we'll begin with a quote from St. Francis Cabrini. I completely surrender myself totally to you. Maria Francesca Cabrini was born in a small town in northwest Italy, the youngest of 13 children. When she was 18, after her parents died, she decided to become a nun. However, two religious communities turned her down because of her poor health. Impressed with the work she did in an orphanage, the local bishop encouraged her to establish a community for young girls. Maria took the name Sister Frances Xavier and, with seven other young women, founded the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart. The community flourished, and vocations were abundant. In 1889, Pope Leo XIII sent her to New York to work with impoverished Italian immigrants. She accepted the invitation and arrived at Ellis Island later that year. Within 2 years, and overcoming incredible odds, she had founded an orphanage and opened a hospital in New York. In 1909, she became a United States citizen. Despite the discrimination she faced, she established schools, hospitals, and orphanages across the United States and the world. Mother Cabrini died on this day in 1917 at age 67. Pope Pius XII canonized her in 1946, naming her Patroness of Immigrants. She was the first U.S. citizen to be canonized. Cabrini, a film about her life, was released in theaters earlier this year. Now, our weekly reflection on the Blessed Virgin Mary. What Mary is, we are called to be. We should look to see what her life teaches us about ourselves. With that in mind, let's look at Mary as the mother of Jesus. The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." This means that the Spirit would come upon Mary for a purpose. What does this teaching tell us about ourselves? Simple. The same Spirit has come upon us. As with Mary, the Spirit has come upon us for a purpose, to enable us to carry out our particular God-given role in helping to fulfill the divine plan. God has put us on earth and sanctified us for a purpose. By looking at Mary's special God-given role, we begin to realize that we also have a special God-given role. We look to Mary for inspiration and help in carrying out our role in God's great plan. What she is, we are called to be. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.